Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host, and Dr. Shoshana Bennett joins us. We're going to call her Dr. Shosh, and she's here to talk about postpartum depression, and she's written this book about called Postpartum Depression for Dummies. And, you know, a lot of women deal with postpartum depression after they've had their babies. And what I thought was interesting is that men also have postpartum depression. Good morning, Dr. Shosh.
Good morning. And you're absolutely right. Men can, not due to the reproductive hormone shifting, mm-hmm. I mean, for other reasons, mm-hmm. but men are depressed after the baby comes at the rate of about 10%. And if mm-hmm. the mom is depressed, that risk shoots up between 24 and 50%.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, first, let's go back. Talk about what postpartum depression is, because, you know, I'm looking at all the symptoms, and there are quite a few here.
There are, and the list you're looking at is actually not all inclusive. Mm. This is clinical depression. This mm-hmm. is a very real depression, a brain disorder, and you know, 1 in 7 new mothers will experience postpartum depression, which is much more severe than the baby blues. The normal baby blues is mild. It doesn't feel good, but it should be gone after mm-hmm. about 2 weeks or at the outset 3 weeks postpartum. With postpartum depression, the mom really feels like she's lost herself. I mean, she's a shell of her old self. A lot of anxiety, mm-hmm. Forgetfulness. I mean, more than just the usual new mom forgetfulness. You know, frequent crying, sleeping problems. Typically, she's having a hard time sleeping at nighttime, even when her baby's sleeping. Mm-hmm. So some insomnia, which is not normal. Mm-hmm. Low self-esteem. She's putting herself down a lot. You know, if you hear a new mom say, anybody can do this better than I can, or my baby is rejecting me, mm-hmm. or, you know, those aren't normal statements for a new mom. If she's hopeless, certainly, or if everything feels difficult to her, you know, a tremendous overwhelm, appetite problems, typically a loss of appetite, or if she's irritable, you know, and angry a lot of the time for no apparent reason, you know, those kinds of things. Again, it's not an all-inclusive list, but if the symptoms are severe enough to get in the way of her daily functioning or her ability to sleep at nighttime when everybody else is sleeping, she should not wait. Even if it overlaps the baby blues period of the first couple of weeks, she should get help right away.
Yeah. Where should she be going, though?
To a specialized healthcare practitioner. Mm-hmm. Certainly, she can start with any healthcare practitioner she trusts, and hopefully that person will have good resources. I mean, anybody can certainly contact me. I mean, you know, for drshosh.com, drshosh.com, but, you know, Postpartum Support International with postpartum.net. You want to speak with a professional who truly, a psychotherapist, ideally, mm-hmm. You know, psychologist or marriage and family therapist, somebody who specializes in this area. This is, it's a specialty. So it's not good enough just to settle for a therapist who happens to be in your insurance. Even if that therapist is a good general therapist, you want somebody who belongs to, you know, organizations that specifically focus on maternal mental health. Mm-hmm. You want somebody who can just rattle off names of books and whether they're mine or somebody else's, you know, resources that can help them. You want somebody who has the clinical expertise in this particular field to be able to help you with your specific needs right now.
Absolutely. I thought it was interesting because you broke the postpartum depression down into the panic disorder, obsessive compulsive, post-traumatic stress disorder, bipolar disorder, psychosis as well. So it can get really deep.
It can. Now, the umbrella term is actually perinatal mood and anxiety disorders.
Ah.
It's a mouthful. It's
mm-hmm.
PMADs. Mm-hmm. One of the PMADs is postpartum depression. Mm-hmm. And we talk about it the most because it's the most common. We're
right.
talking 15 to 20%. But mm-hmm. yes, there are 5 others.
Wow. Wow. And you have a short test for PPD that folks can take, right?
Yes, you can find that in Postpartum Depression for Dummies. It's called the Edinburgh Postnatal Depression Scale, and I put it in the Postpartum Depression for Dummies book, so one can just very easily take a look at that and give themselves a score. It's not for treatment, but, you know, it's for screening, just to see kind of where you fit, you know, where you fall in that spectrum of wellness. Yeah.
So, you know, as a family member, if you see, you know, some sort of behavior, some sort of depression that goes beyond the baby blues.
Mm-hmm.
What should we be doing as family members, as concerned people, especially for the baby?
You approach the mom and say, "Sweetie, I notice that you're really not yourself, and you deserve to be happy. Mm-hmm. Let's get you the right help so you can go on with your life in the way that you'd like. This mm-hmm. is nothing to be ashamed of. The best of mommies get this. I've heard on the radio mm-hmm. that you know, 1 in 7 mommies are hit, and there's nothing to be ashamed about. Let's get you some great help. And I have a name here. I have an organization. Let's give them a call and get mm-hmm. you the help that you need. I'm here with you. We're going to get through this together." You know, those kinds of non-judgmental statements and supportive statements.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about her reaction. If you see any, you know, some people will tell me, I'm afraid of telling her that she doesn't look normal because she might get defensive. Well, we get defensive when we think we're being accused of something bad,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're saying, "Oh, you're not doing well. What's wrong with you? You know,
right.
Pull yourself up by your bootstraps." Yeah, she's going to get defensive. But if you approach her with all that love and ready to get her the help
mm-hmm.
she needs,
mm-hmm.
just like if she'd be suffering from any other disorder, right?
That's right.
You'll get a very different reaction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So talk about treatment options, because I think for a lot of women, they are afraid to even let anybody know how they're feeling.
Yeah.
You know, that it's beyond that normal depression, or "I'm just feeling low today," because they don't want to be lumped in with, you know, the women who said the devil was speaking through my baby and I stabbed it 50 times, or the ones who drowned their kids, or, you know, just done horrendous things to their
right.
children.
And, you know, you're right. When just to let your listeners know, when they see you know, when you see the scary headlines,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
the announcements of "mom hurts baby" or even "kills baby,"
yeah.
almost always, Twanda, it's a situation where there's postpartum psychosis. That
mm-hmm.
mom is hallucinating.
Mm-hmm.
She is very delusional. She's not in our reality at all. And that has nothing whatsoever to do with postpartum depression.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's no fault of the mom with postpartum psychosis either, my
mm-hmm.
goodness. I mean, if that's what the brain chemistry is going to do, that's what it does. But this, it's a very separate disorder from postpartum depression. A postpartum depression doesn't turn into a psychosis. It can
okay.
become a worse depression.
Mm-hmm.
But psychosis is something very different. It's rare. It happens to 1 to 2 per 1,000. So I wouldn't want anybody to confuse the two. But it's true, when women are thinking that they're going to be lumped in with, you know, associated
exactly.
with a mom who hurts their baby,
mm-hmm.
that's another reason that often they stay in the closet. It's like, "Oh, I don't want to be associated with somebody who harms their baby. I love my baby."
So, Dr. Shosh, and just make it clear for me, just for clarity.
Yeah.
In postpartum depression, Is the woman already predetermined to have any kind of depression, or does it just come after the baby?
Yes and yes. certainly there are high risk factors.
Mm-hmm.
If you've had depression before, and especially if you had a postpartum depression previously, you're at a very high risk
okay.
to have it again, unless you have a really good wellness strategy in place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that
mm-hmm.
last chapter of the Dummies book outlines prevention. I'm all about prevention,
mm-hmm.
at least minimizing about. So yeah, there are high risk factors, but nobody is immune. So even those women with what we call a clean history, you know, no personal history, no
right.
family history that they know of anyway, they can still be hit hard. So it's indiscriminately, you know, you can, and you know, you might have gone through your first 2 pregnancies and deliveries just fine,
mm-hmm.
maybe with just some baby blues, and then on the 3rd baby or the 4th baby, you're hit really hard. So just like whatever pregnancy is different, every postpartum period is different too.
Okay, so talk about treatment options.
Okay.
What do we do?
So, again, prevention and treatment, often they're the same. You know, having a great plan in place with emotional support, somebody to be real with,
mm-hmm.
you know, somebody to talk with, physical support. Who's going to give you regular breaks throughout the week so
yeah.
that you can nurture yourself and take care of yourself? It's not all about the baby. You got to
mm-hmm.
be well yourself. Take a really good nutrition. And, boy, you know, if I had my way, pregnant women and new moms wouldn't just be told about folic acid and calcium and D3. They'd be told about omega-3 fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
We have a plethora of information about omega-3 fish oil, the DHA and the EPA, preventing not only helping to treat but preventing mental health issues. And use something pure. I mean, I use Nordic Naturals because I don't worry about the mercury and the contaminants.
Yes, they're great. They're great.
Good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you agree, because often we're not told that, and mm-hmm. women are so afraid of the, you know, there was a big scare about omega-3. You don't have to worry with Nordic Naturals. You know, there are types of brain stimulation that can be very, mm-hmm. very useful in treatment. There's a couple of ways of using light therapy, phototherapy. So there are all kinds of alternative and natural treatments, complementary treatments. There's also medication. And I believe that, you know, there's no cookie cutter approach here. Mm-hmm. For every mom who calls me, and I work with women all over the world. I mean, I stopped counting at 21,000 women that I've helped for the last three decades. Each woman needs her individualized wellness plan. Mm-hmm. So there's that basic plan of exercise, something to oxygenate her brain, you know, the supports of the good nutrition, the good therapy. But, you know, after that, whatever she needs and whatever she's willing to do to help her become 100% well, that's what we outline for her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, this is great information, and you need to go out and get the new book, Postpartum Depression for Dummies. And you have a couple of other books, Beyond the Blues.
I have three others, mm-hmm. right. And Beyond the Blues was just updated for 2015. It's a very easy, small guide. You can just stick in a diaper bag, you know. Mm-hmm. And it actually has scripts in there about what to say and not to say when you're a spouse. Like, how do I support her if I keep saying the wrong thing? Mm-hmm. So Children of the Depressed is another book. And Pregnant mm-hmm. on Prozac. So if you're feeling not yourself during pregnancy, it's the latest research on what's okay and what's not okay to help yourself get well.
That is phenomenal. And also, you're executive producer for a new documentary called Dark Side of the Full Moon.
I'm so glad. Thank you for mentioning that film. Yes, Dark Side of the Full Moon. Anyone can go to that website. It's all spelled out, darksideofthefullmoon.com. It's really the first documentary that exposes the barriers to treatment, some of which we've talked about in this program, to maternal health complications in the U.S. There are some shocking stories depicted. There are very moving stories depicted, told by the women themselves. And the film, I'm proud of this film. It really helped to propel this important field of maternal mental health mm-hmm. Forward. So you can go and see the trailer at darksideofthefullmoon.com, and you can also see where it's playing all around the country.
Now, I'm curious, why are women not getting the care, perinatal care for mental
And that's
illness.
Exactly what's depicted in the film. Yes, many different reasons. The shame we talked about, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I remember when I went through this, nobody was talking about this back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. You know, I just thought I was a terrible mom and I should never have had children.
Wow.
And I was inadequate. And,
yeah.
you know, so they're feeling guilty. They're feeling ashamed. There's mm-hmm. also the fear. What if I come forward and I don't want to be on medication and I'll have to take it for the rest
right,
of my life,
right.
which, by the way, isn't true.
Mm-hmm.
This is an acute disorder. These are all acute disorders, not chronic. So you take medication for the time that you need it, and then you wean off and go mm-hmm. on with your happy life. But, you know, all of these, the misinformation and the myths out there what we spoke about before, about not wanting to be lumped in with
yes.
those women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all kinds of reasons. Sometimes there's not care in your area, and you don't know that you can work virtually. I work by phone and webcam with women all over mm-hmm. I was working with a woman from Pakistan yesterday morning. So, I mean, there's no matter where you live, my message is there's always great help. You can always get the right kind of help, even if there isn't a practitioner who specializes, you know, in your geographic area.
That is phenomenal. And I know a lot of therapists that work by video, you know, FaceTime,
yes.
whatever they have to do, Skype, they do what they need
exactly
to do.
Exactly right.
Yes, yes. Dr. Shosh, tell folks how they can read more about you, where they can find your books.
Oh, thank you. Very easily through my website, drshosh.com. It's drshosh.com. Very easy to get in touch with me through email and voice messaging straight through mm-hmm. the computer. My phone numbers are there, and I will get back to you right away. You will hear from me, not a secretary.
Okay.
I don't leave suffering people just hanging there.
Mm-hmm.
So please feel free to get in touch, even if you're not sure what your you're experiencing. That's okay. Call and say, you know, I don't know, is this normal, is this not, or I have a friend or a relative who's going through this. Mm-hmm. Tell me what I can do, and I'll be so happy to help your listeners, Twanda.
All right, and they can find your books in all the bookstores?
They can. Okay. They can find them on Amazon and in all the bookstores and very easily from my website. It's one click away. I also have a free app that they can see, PPD Gone, that you can download from any mobile device.
Okay. All right. You covered all the bases. You're trying anyway.
This is my mission. I don't want any woman to go through, any family to suffer if they don't need to. And that's why I do this work. So you're hearing the passion in my voice.
Yes, yes, yes. Dr. Shosh joins us this morning talking about postpartum blues, postpartum depression. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.